Willow Springs 95, Spring 2025. Paola Bruni, Pot-bellied Pig. At the beach, a swine is dragged from the narrow doorway of an RV, cries an agony, stomps a fit, harnessed by parents who named him Kevin Bacon, clipped him a mohawk, dyed it red, white, and blue, bright enough to pledge allegiance, because this is America, where you can flag your colors on a 150-pound pot-belly pig, stroll him on the sandy shore, pose him in green plastic shades, create a sensation whose Latin root means intended to excite violent emotions, which I'll admit Kevin does for me, because I don't want him to be a spectacle in the gloaming, only the Lord's delicate making. Kevin sways and trundles, forked feet sink in spume, his holler melding with surf, as if he is hailing the sea in his own swine song for courage or rescue, I don't know which. I'm afraid of how much I crave my own raw nature. I want permission to muddy my lips, taste the pocked marsh of a root, gnash the pearly red beads of a mulberry tree, grub on worms and tubers, my tusks emerging like spears, carve my way in the world with certainty born of blood and fire. Don't we all want permission to rewild, become enough as we are without the thunderclap of public story? As a crowd gathers to snap selfies with Kevin, his cries subdue, snout submerged in sand, ardent heart lashed to human will. I weep for him, for my untamed self, winged child of my dreams, fairy who galloped bareback among the stars. Even now, I want to paw at the earth, sniff rain-soaked air, unlock the passage between grief and liberty.